buckle up, folks. How the hell does an undrafted guard end up running the San Antonio Spurs? Let's crank this. Vixie Steele here, Truth Amplified, and I'm ready to rattle windows and egos. Look, I'm fired up. I've got coffee and contempt. And today we're talking Mitch Johnson, the Spurs head coach. Yeah, that Mitch. Seattle roots, Stanford brain, G League grind, NBA bench boss. Strap in. Quick layup of facts, no fluff. Mitch Johnson, American coach. Born in Seattle, Hoopstown, with a chip on its shoulder. Starred at OD High under Phil Lumpkin. Captain, state titles, the works. Then Stanford from 2005 to 2009. Pure point guard energy. Not a volume scorer, more floor general. By 2009, he's second on Stanford's all-time assist list, and he dropped a ridiculous 16 dimes in the NCAA tournament against Marquette. 16 in March? That's clutch vision, mate. Then the draft says nope. Undrafted in 2009, and honestly, I hate that part of the system. It chews up smart players who don't fit some shiny box. He gets a stint with the Tulsa 66ers in the D-League. 7 games, light minutes. Brief overseas with VEF Riga. And here's where most folks fade out. But not Mitch. He pivots. He goes into coaching. Seattle University intern in 2011, some AAU Nike EYBL time, then assistant with the Portland Pilots in 2015-16, then the real Spurs pipeline starts. 2016, assistant with the Austin Spurs in the G League, that machine is the NBA's workshop. In 2018, Austin wins the G League championship, and that's not nothing, that's getting your reps in a pressure cooker. 2019, he's on the San Antonio Spurs staff under Greg freaking Popovich. September 2019, stamped. The following year, November 2020, he's promoted to full-time assistant when Tim Duncan steps down. Yeah, that Tim Duncan. So Johnson's voice gets louder in the room. More strategy, more player development, more scouting. Spurs don't throw you the keys unless you can drive, right? Then the interim tests come. In May 2021, pops out at Tim Duncan's Hall of Fame ceremony and Mitch coaches. Suns win big. Lesson learned. March 2023, pops ill. Mitch again. And the Spurs beat the Pacers 110-99. Progress. And in 2023, he's literally the guy warming up Victor Wembanyama before games. That's intimate basketball work. It's trust. It's daily accountability. If you want to understand a franchise cornerstone, you rebound for him at 4 p.m. and talk footwork till your throat's dry. Now here's the kicker. November 2024. Popovich is sidelined on short notice, and Mitch is told 2.5 hours before tip that he's running the show. Spurs beat the Timberwolves 113-103. That's walking into a burning building and finding the main breaker by instinct. He keeps the interim gig for the rest of the season. May 2025, Pop steps down after 29 seasons and the Spurs promote Johnson to head coach. Respect where it's due. And the NBA even sorts the ledger later. July 2025, they credit Mitch with the 32-45 mark for those last 77 games of 2024-25. That's not just paperwork, that's accountability with his name on it. By the way, because I actually read the fine print, there's a 62-20 season and an NBA Finals appearance floating around under Johnson. Sounds glorious. But the season year isn't labelled in the narrative I saw, so hold your horses. Until it's cleanly sourced, I'm calling that an editorial gap, not gospel. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. Let's talk people who matter in this arc. Greg Popovich, living legend, and not just for the rings. The man builds staff like a blacksmith pounding steel. Johnson learned on one of the hardest benches in basketball. Then there's Victor Wembanyama. If you're going to build the next decade of Spurs basketball, you start with the 7'4" alien and the coach who already speaks his language. And don't overlook lineage. Mitch is the son of John Johnson, 1979 Sonics champion. That's not nepotism. That's exposure to pro standards at the dinner table. That stuff seeps into your bones. Big question time. And yeah, I'm asking it out loud because some of you were already typing. If Popovich hadn't suffered that health issue in 2024, would Mitch Johnson still be the successor? My take? Hell yes. One, he already showed he could handle the clipboard as interim, win or lose. Two, he had a working bond with Wemby that most assistants would kill for. When your franchise player trusts your voice, that's currency. Three, this is the Spurs. They promote from within, they cultivate, they don't chase the loudest name on the market. Continuity is the brand. It's the Spurs way, mate.
Now, could the timing have shifted if Pop stayed on the sideline all year?
Sure, but the choice would have been the same. The system already had him queued up. You don't hand a kid the pre-game warm-up duties with Wembanyama in 2023 if you don't think he's head coach material in the near future. That's succession planning with a bounce pass.
If you disagree, post a comment. Bring facts, not fan fiction. Don't at me with vibes-only nonsense. Show me games, dates, decisions, or go yell at a cloud. I don't make the rules, but I do enforce them.
Personal tangent. Because yeah, pressure makes diamonds, or doorstops. Years back, I get the call. The host is out and I've got, what, 20 minutes to prep a live show? No producer, the playlist is a graveyard, and the ad copy is wrong. I go full pirate radio, toss the safe script, punch in a hard rock set and talk straight. Lines light up and ratings spike. The boss says, maybe we should do that again. I say, maybe you should pay me what I'm worth. Anyway, preparation meets opportunity. That's the lesson. That's Mitch on November 2024. 2.5 hours, new role, tough opponent, win. No time for cute theories, just execution. You don't fake that. You either have the reps and the voice, or you fold like bad origami.
Honestly, I'm exhausted thinking about the grind. Seattle to Stanford, the D-League to Latvia to Austin to San Antonio. Family in tow, 4 kids, constant shifts. That's commitment.
Mitch, mate, do us a favour and keep proving people wrong so the rest of us breaking barriers can catch a breath. Because bloody hell, the climb shouldn't be this steep for folks who can actually do the job.
Final riff. The Spurs are betting on continuity, development, and a coach who's been through the fire. If you came for scandal, sorry. The shock here is that a franchise actually practiced what it preached. Build from within and trust the pipeline. And when the moment hits, don't blink. That's what I'm talking about.
And to the clowns who still think only ex-superstars can coach. Grow up. Basketball IQ doesn't need a statue outside the arena. Sometimes the best leader was the guy throwing 16 assists in March while you were busy counting points. Stop worshipping box scores and start watching the game. For real.
All right, that's the show. Go do something useful. And if you're going to argue with me, bring data or bring silence. Tune in tomorrow for more truth bombs. Maybe fewer niceties, maybe more riffs. Until then, keep your standards high and your bullshit meter higher. Fuck it. Crank the volume.